On Friday, the mayor issued State of Emergency 2003, which requires both staff and customers to wear a mask.
The goal was to have it apply to businesses since it is difficult or impossible to practice social distancing in many of these businesses. I'd like to emphasize that this order only applies to businesses within the city limits. It does not apply to unincorporated Escambia County.
The past weekend was the most active since the coronavirus began, according to the Florida Department of Health. Escambia and Santa Rosa counties both saw 18% increases, 256 cases reported in Escambia and 57 in Santa Rosa. Robinson says wearing a mask does not, as some claim, impinge on personal freedoms.
Go to a restaurant right now. Can you smoke? Go to a public building. Can you smoke? Can you light up? You have all these freedoms. You cannot smoke. If you want to destroy your own health and smoke, you can go home. You can go in your own car. The problem is when you smoke, it impacts potentially other people's health. It is the same thing that is happening here with the mask.
For most of the pandemic, Robinson held off requiring masks in the city. His change of mind was twofold. One was speaking with a number of businesses trying to enforce their own mask policies.
They needed support in doing it. That came out loud and clear last Wednesday when we were talking with some people, so we began to talk in-house. The other part is clearly dealing with the hospitals and what they are telling me. There's not a single hospital here. There's not a single doctor here that's not telling us about it.
Last week, state officials once again shut down bars across Florida because many chose to ignore guidelines on social gathering. Could restaurants be far behind? The mayor does not intend to close down any other businesses, but he adds in beating the coronavirus, they are now at a crossroads, closings or the mask. He prefers the latter.
You look back at when we had phase one open and even early phase two, we still had low numbers. We had low numbers up to 9 days ago. As the governor said, it's not opening the businesses that created the challenge. It's ourselves getting lax about things like washing hands, shaking hands, wearing masks. These are things that we can control individually.
The other factor is large groups, which, according to the DOH, has lowered the median age of the COVID-19 patient from the mid-60s to the mid-30s.
People in that typical age group tend to congregate. It's our own behavior. It's not the businesses being open. It's us and the way we're managing our behavior. If we can manage our behavior correct, we could beat this thing back in 3 weeks, and I think we could do that, but it really takes all of us working together.
One sticking point is having a face covering order, but not the teeth of enforcement. Robinson says at this point they're focusing on education and awaiting word from the Pensacola City Council.
The businesses have the ability to kick people out if they want to. So from our standpoint, it really becomes what they want to do. If they're concerned about their employees and the health of their employees, we would want to give them the ability to do something. We want to educate people as much as possible. So right now, that's what we're looking at.
The council is scheduled to meet in special session Tuesday afternoon to discuss possible sanctions for noncompliance. And it's not just businesses and individuals feeling the increase. Pensacola's first responders, fire and police, are now at yellow alert, meaning at least 15% of their workforces have been hit by the virus.
Our policy is once we know you're in potential contact with somebody who has it, until you get a negative test, you are somewhat sidelined. And it takes about 5 days to know whether you have it or not. Yellow does not mean we can't do stuff. Yellow means we can do everything that we need to be doing. What it means is we don't have a lot of slack.
In Santa Rosa County, the cities of Milton and Gulf Breeze have mandated face coverings. The question now is, will the two counties follow suit? Mayor Grover Robinson is hoping so.
If Santa Rosa and Escambia both did one, and the municipalities within them obviously already participating, I think that's something that would be very strong for the region, and we could really begin to drive COVID back down to where it was, where it was a non-factor. That's the discussions we had with the hospitals.
Escambia County Administrator Janice Gilley has been quoted as being opposed to ordering face coverings, saying the public doesn't want it. But a survey of 865 Escambia Countyans by Pollster Political Matrix, commissioned by the In Weekly newspaper, showed more than 7 in 10 favoring mask use. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.